Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike. Man, I am very excited to get this man on the line. One of the most talented and hilarious comedians in the game right now. You've seen him on TV Land's Lopez. And this week, and actually tomorrow night, you can see him right here in the Mile High City. We have George Lopez. What's up, George?
What's going on, Big Mike?
So tomorrow night, you are here in Denver, Colorado, the Comedy Get Down. You know, when you see Denver on your calendar, you know, how you feel when you see Denver come up, man?
You know what? I've always had great times in Denver. You know, Wendy at the Comedy Works has been great to me. It's been a place that when my first show started, I kind of spent 6 months kind of writing the show, and when the show aired, Denver was the first place I went to go work, and I couldn't believe the response from the people. You know, my show had just been on like maybe 3 weeks. So it's always been a place that I look forward to going to.
You know, you've been doing this for a while. I've been able to watch your shows, and I've seen a few of your specials, but I'd never had a chance to see you live. And when Comedy Works actually did their anniversary here several months back, that was my first time to see you live. And I was like, man, I can't wait till he comes back to Denver. And here you are tomorrow night coming back.
Well, you know, this tour has been really great. You know, me and Seth and DL and Charlie and Eddie all get along really well. It was something that we put together for the love of Richard Pryor and the statue that, you know, we finished. We got the money to raise the money to finish Richard Pryor's statue. So it's been something that from the first night that we did it, we've always enjoyed doing it.
Well, you know, this is the Comedy Get Down. It's at the Pepsi Center tomorrow night. You can get tickets at comedy1031.com while you can. And, you know, a show that just has George Lopez on the bill right there is worth the price of admission. But you've got D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, Charlie Murphy. And, you know, having these all on one stage, I mean, is it as fun in the back as it is, as I imagine, in the front?
Well, you know, it really is. You know, we were able to sell this show to BET and Viacom and Comedy Central, and we're in the middle of or the beginning of just starting to write it. So it'll be something that people will see. I think the backstage being just as fun as what's going on in front got this show sold. So we're excited about everybody getting a chance to see the show live, but also bringing it to TV.
Well, you know, when you have all these great comedians on stage, plus you're coming to a city like Denver that just has such a great fan base for comedy, it just sounds like a recipe for a nice night of stand-up.
Well, you know, that's a great venue in Denver, and the shows have always been great, you know, when the guys get together. So we've been off for a couple of weeks, so we're always excited to get back up and see each other. So I would expect that that Friday night would be amazing.
So I know you had amazing success with your show, George Lopez, and then you got your new show, TV Land, called Lopez. Do you have a middle name or something if you ever do another show? Or do we have another name available?
Yeah, it's Edward. So okay. We'll have to figure out derivatives of George Edward Lopez.
Edward Lopez, coming up next on BET.
Yes.
All right, so tickets are available at comedy1031.com. This is at the Pepsi Center. This is an arena. It's the Comedy Get Down Tour. For people who maybe have not had a chance to see you live, they know you from your shows, what can they expect tomorrow night, man?
It's high energy. It's, you know, political. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, so we attack all of that. It's always very funny, and it's always, you know, a different point of view. Every guy has a different point of view, so they all work well together.
Well, I know the Mile High City is excited to see you guys, not just you, but D.L. Hughley, Charlie Murphy, Eddie Griffin, Cedric the Entertainer. This is an all-star cast that you don't see shows like this come around, so you should really take advantage of it. Plus, it's going to be like 85 degrees tomorrow. It's going to be a great night to get out, and I know, George, the Mile High City is excited to see you.
Well, I'm excited to see the Mile High City. I can't wait to get out there tomorrow night.
All right, man. We'll see you tomorrow night at the Pepsi Center. Thank you so much for making time for Comedy 103.1.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Big Mike. Thank you, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.